as we get to know our unconscious minds, I want you to realize that all learning, all behavior, and all change occurs in a way which is unconscious. Think about it for a second. There are certain things that you're consciously aware of right now. You're consciously aware, perhaps, of the sound of my voice. You're consciously aware of the fact that I'm standing up here in front of you. You're consciously aware, perhaps, even of the feeling of your backside as you're sitting there in the chair. And then there's other things that you're unconscious of, like the beating of the pulse in your ankle. Or maybe you're aware of it now that I mention it. So the unconscious mind is that part of you that blinks you, breathes you, beats your heart. The body mind is really truly a great definition. And when you learn something, that's where it goes to. When you truly learn something, right? Not just intellectualize it, but when you've learned it, it sinks down to the unconscious level as part of who you are. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Kind of like driving a manual transmission. Who did it perfectly the first time you drove it? Okay, very few people did that perfectly, right? That's because it was a very conscious behavior. It was passing through your conscious mind. And you were consciously thinking about what it was that you were doing. Now, and it was an unfamiliar behavior, of course. But once it became truly learned, it sunk into the unconscious level, became part of who you are. So now you get in the car, you don't have to think about it consciously. You just get in and you drive. That's once you've truly learned something, it passes unconscious. It's kind of like tying your shoes. When you first learned to tie your shoe, it might have been a challenging behavior. But once you get it and you truly get it, you don't even have to think about it consciously anymore. It just becomes part of who you are. So all learning actually occurs at the unconscious level. All behavior occurs at the unconscious level as well. Does anybody know how many muscle groups there are from the tips of the fingers all the way up to the shoulder blade? Anybody? Nope, going once, going twice. No, the answer is a lot. So it's the technical answer. So there's a lot of muscles from the tips of the fingers all the way up to the shoulder blades. So you couldn't possibly behave consciously if you wanted to. Even if you wanted to brush your hair or brush your teeth, doing a behavior like that, you wouldn't think I'm going to move muscle 13, muscle 12, 11, right? You wouldn't think that way. You just do the behavior. So all behavior is unconscious, and all change is also unconscious. All change is unconscious. Sometimes people go, no, I've made a conscious change before. Well, maybe you did. They say, well, I made a change with my willpower, with my conscious mind. Maybe you did, but it was congruent at the unconscious level when you did that as well. Or it became congruent at the unconscious level because if it wasn't, the change doesn't stick. Who's tried to change something consciously before? I mean, really tried, made a concerted effort. Like maybe you say, okay, I'm going to start going to the gym. Set a New Year's resolution. You say, going to the gym every day. Going to set the alarm for 6 a.m. What happens about 2 weeks later for a lot of people? Not you, but other people. I'm sure you know people. What happens about 2 weeks? The alarm goes off at 6 a.m. What do they do? Yeah, sleep, snooze. All right? Then 10 minutes later, it goes off again. What do? Snooze again. Yeah, I know you've never done this, but you know people have done that, right? So that's kind of like, That's where consciously they're going, okay, I want to, but the unconscious level, they're still not quite there. When change does happen, when true change occurs, it happens in an instant. It happens just like that. It happens at the unconscious level as part of who you are. How many of you have ever changed a behavior before, like something like you did, and you did this behavior, and then all of a sudden you said, you know what? That's not who I am anymore. I'm just not going to do that anymore. And you made that change effectively. And it's just like you wouldn't even think of doing that today because that's just not who you are. Who's done that before? Yeah, that's where the change is congruent. That's where it's 100% of who you are. Now, everything that led up to the point where you made that change was just the setup. But when the change occurred, it happened just like that. It happened in an instant. I always tell people that if you think about it, the way we're set up, you have 10 to 10 to the 11th neurological connections inside your mind and body. That's more than all the stars in the visible sky that we know of. That's more than all the grains of sand on all the beaches on the entire planet. That's a whole lot of neurologic. That's more than all the cars, even on the freeway out here in traffic and during rush hour, even in Brisbane. Yeah? That's a lot of neurological connections. Now,